holding my Chazara Tzimun Kuf Bei Tes, Shradavil Ku Sif Al Thu Sif Yigimel. First, be practical. When a person gets a vest, Sukkot with Odom and Api Svara, write it down. If you don't write it down, over the years I got this question, what to happen? And she says one day, he says another day, these numerous issues and problems, Shoshas over here, write it down. At least give one problem. Sif Al starts with the Sukkot of Oyna Beinus. So the Makar of this Inyan is Gemara by Zekeno. You might have tested on Beis being down, but the Oyna Beinus is Shloishim Yerim. Kamal V'Shachat Zekon Laman points out that the Numbers Hashem do not bring it down, not the Rambam, not the Raibid and others. Then when he gets about with his Chiddush, he wants to say that Oyna Beinus is Chiddush, which have Nafkaminas. Most of the Chodim want to answer the Shach and say, no, Echonami, it's a Sugya by Zekeno. What right you have to extend it to all Noshim? My Mokh Mekam Kamiz Rashi, not Tezvav. Rashi says to be choishes just tam noshim see by 30 days a loshim of base. He said noshim that way. That means the makor for the base is not clear. Gemara, it's the extension from the zekeno that's brought down by the Rishonim Daf Tezvav. I come on the mechaber and he says that the issue is down the vest. They were choishes that lamed yoyim is only the base by tam noshim. This halacha again from the sugya of zekeno. Have a vest kavua whether from 20 or 25, then were choishes only for the zmani dua. It ties into the question over here. Choshes is mani duo, only with a vest kavias. If you do not have a vest kavua, also choshes for this man that you had last time, whether one time or three times. It says, I suffer the mechabas come tell you, and not for oinabainis. I mean, the point is of Al is telling you, number one, the loch of oinabainis, and number two, when you have a vest kavua, there's a chilik of it, you will not have a case of oinabainis. Now, the words of the Shulchan Aruch is the mani duo, speaks out the shachataz, does not mean dafka that hour. We say, some of the vest, which Gemara says is Yud Bei Shois, which means a whole entire vest over here. That's what we're choish for in this situation. So again, Tzival is simple, by Nebenis with Nachmina Kvias Nachvias. Sifbeis is a sugar of Vestaf Logo. That means we know it's Machlikis by Chazaka Bakthalius, Rebbe and Abshim Megalniel, is Chazaka two times or three times. But then also by the sugar of Vestas, we pass him three times. However, negate of Logo, since it's not negate the amount of the sink per se, it's also the idea of a distance over here, that flocka, therefore comes out by default to these 4 years. If you have 4 years, you have a distance of three different times. Then you need 4 years. Therefore, the Mechaber starts off the cloud over here, they need 4 years, and the first one is not minyan minyan, meaning you have to get to the second to the fourth, which makes three distances over here. Now, the halacha is when you kveya, you chesh of the kveya, but even before the kveyas, he says, halacha, when is negate the sugya of flocka? Which in the Shachat says lav dafka one time, he's two times for aflogo. Or negate a chodesh for other vestes, the locha is a chodesh after one time. That means simply you tell me the locha one time, we might say a chodesh over here, except for things that are not common, like vest hadilub, or serum, or kadaima. Now, if so, what's nafkamina one time or three times, both of them a chodesh after seeing it? Nafkamina is negate to that kirishabai by one time, and the Gemara says, who did two times, both times on the mechaber, you oik it one time. When the vest kavua, you have to oik it three separate times, 3 months, one after another. So again, so we have a second nafkamin over here between vest kavua and eina kavua. It's whether you oik it one or two, one time or three times. Sif kimel is sugya of vest ashois. Now we don't explain it. All the some say it's not that common. Well, first, what is pshat over here? That means the words of mechaber is that a person sees in a set hour every single time bekvias. The loch is you choshev that hour bekvias. The way that Taz explains it. He says that means the Isha goes to the mikvah, and she always sees 2 hours after the mikvah. So loch is yechush every time you go to the mikvah, 2 hours afterwards. That's the Vesta Shoyis, which the Achonim will grapple with, and that's Betzem, of Vesta Oinus, with 2 hours afterwards. And that means that standing with the Taz is any mikvah, any time she drives or goes to the airplane, she sees 2 hours afterwards, that's Vesta Shoyis. Fine, Lumas Achonim want to argue, the other Mahalch among the Achonim, the way the Chochma Zodim or the Chadish is over, she always sees at 6 o'clock. Therefore, every single time at 6 o'clock, whatever opinion is, what day of the month, well, a flog does not make a difference. Always sees at 6. Says the Chochma Zodim and Chadish, therefore, what's halacha? Every single day at 6 o'clock, she's also. That hour. But 7 on, she's mutter, before 6 is mutter. That's another malach. A third malach, Chadachavdas, or Chashuv would say the same with Kimto, but they argue with Chadish. To say that a case over here is you see every day at 6, every time at 6. But Yechoshish, for whenever it is, your flogo or your Chodesh at 6, not Yechoshish every single day. Whatever you're supposed to be Chodesh for, you only Chodesh for that hour over here. A fourth Malach, which I think makes the best sense, is a flow over here. means you see every 486 hours. The next 486 hours. You start calculating that, that's 5.4 hours plus 6 hours. You see every 486 hours, 5 days, I'm sorry, 20 days, plus another 6 hours. You see every 486 hours, then nechayishish. Now the Shvam says, so let's write down our hours in our calendar, in our computer system, our apps over here. They say anything that's not common, we don't have to worry about. Not mistaken that everyone sees, someone will see every 486 hours over here. But those are four options Shana and Vesh shows. It is a vest, but this item seem to put it to the side. Sif Dalud. The Sugya, if you have these items, and you pass it, you did not see. And you did not see also, you do not have a gosh over here. So that's this is the same Sugya in Simon Kuf Bay Dalud on Sif tests. Over there, discussing the Sugya negate. Bdika here, focusing on the Sugya of this of how to calculate the Tashmish. So come on to the Chabar over here, and he says, the Maisi Osir, until you do a case of Bdika, you also over here. In the case when it has two limitations, number one, either by Ves Kavua or by Inabainis. We already know, because Kachur brought down Sukkot Pedal and Sif Tes, and by us in the Simon, a third case of Ves Dagof. If you have Ves Kavua or a Ves Dagof, even after one time, or the case of Inabainis, the loch is, it's Ma'ak of the Bdika. They do point out a little bit of a slight steer in the Machaber, and Sukkot Pedal and Sif Tes, Machaber is Stam Yish Oimim. To be Makel over there is a Stam, usually the loch is Kestam. If he is passing the chumrah, so that's our chumrah discuss. What's pshat in the mechaber? Ma'isa also doesn't make much of a difference. I'm not passing over the other chumrah. We passing always the bedika as being ma'akiv in a situation when you have a vest kvius over here, or in a base or something like that. Now the task is a question over here and over there. The sense of the loch is, let's say it's not a situation of a vest kvua. The loch is you do not need to do a bedika before tashmish. The question why is that so? The loch in simon kuf pei vav is, as Hashem will get to in 2 weeks. Is that the loch is before Tashmish, you don't have Ves Kavua, you have to do a case of Bedikah. So you have to Bedikah inside a Sugya of Ves Kavua. So he answers inside over here and inside within the same teretz. The best time she had a Ves Kavua, except she changed one time. That means she saw Chav Chav Chav, next time she saw Yud Ches. Since she changed one time, but she has a Ves Kavua over here, therefore it's not active the situation of Bedikah before the case of Tashmish. Mash Enkin will be ma'akim in the case of the Sugya over here. Or passing this man as the Bdikah Shabbai. The Shach is not like the Teretz. You want to say the case over here is, means not she has no vest at all. That means the Chiv doing Bdikah before Tashmish, let's say each goes to Mikvah, 5 and 7, 12 days later, and she can see from day 12 to whenever. There's no vest at all. So every single time, you have to do Bdikah before Tashmish. Mashenkin over here talk about she has a vest, but not the Kriyas, with the call of vest, Truma Sedashin. She'll only see between 25 and 35. Before 25, she'll never see. She'll see in those 10, 11-day period. So before 25, she has a vest not to see. That's what we're discussing over here. They would not have to worry about doing Bedikah before Tashmish. Because she'll never see before 25.
So why is she being Bedikah?
Why has she have a vest before 25? She'll have a vest. Why did this situation come out this way? Bedikah. But she's best never supposed to see this way.
What's the last time she did?
Bedikah. Now, the Shach Bixat on the base over here, Shemaisha also to Bailo, to the case of Dika, we still get a Kofpe Dalas of Tess, that even though the Shach brings out the Bach to Machmer Miyad, Maisha, the Bikr Pais can go like them over there, that you have, like the Taz says, is known as Sensman, even a long time afterwards, when Achishis, the Maisha, the Tibet fell down to the ground, and the Bdika works even afterwards. Now, Kamalung Peskachuv, when he brings down from the Taz of Shlomim, that's the gate of Benis to be Chishvar, that's get a Beskavor. When the Geta Kiro, he says, I mean, Oyna Beis has a Chumah Ves Kavua. The Geta Kiro, you Oikir after one time. The words a little bit more absent, Oikir, what does it mean, Oyna Beis, you Oikir after one time? So either they want to argue with the Torah Shlomim, but the way that I want to explain more, it means that let's say a person gets to Oyna Beis day 30, does not see, this is not Kiro, and you did not see, keep going, 31, 32, 33, 40, 50, 60, you did not see, get 60. Let's be Chosh now, Mitzat Oyna Beis. Kamash Blano, we're not Chushva in the base, like Kira one time if you never saw it. I mean, either they don't understand Pshat Piska Shuva, want to argue with him, or Lal Bachar want to answer the Piska Shuva. What he means is, if you never saw it, there's no Chash of day 60 over here. Sife, the Sugga of Vesta Dilug. Now, Baker, the Mamokim Vesta Dilug is by the case of Chedish. We're discussing the case of Aflaga. I mean, Sif Zayin is really the Gemara's case, and Sife is an extrapolation of Sif Zayin. This is the reason why the Shulchan Aruch seems to go this way. Shulchan Aruch seems to say always aflog before Chodesh. That means when it went from Sif Aleph, it was a case of Beini. So Beini is a case of Avloga, and then they went to the case of Chodesh. So he also went to order of Avloga first. Says Machaber, let's say a person, that means first, Negeta Avloga by Chlolius, Negeta Chodesh, Kemosh, Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Negeta Avloga by Chodesh is three times, like all verses. Shmuel says we did not see him the first time, definitely the case of four times by Chodesh. Dealing of Chodesh. Now, Negeta deal of Avloga over here, come on the words of Machaber. It says, let's say you see after 30 days, and then after 31, after 32, it brings down a case over here of a flog of 3 times 4 years over here, the locha can be chayshish. That means he brought down over here, it sounds like he brought down the locha of 3 times. Speaks out the achronim, lechua, that's only in Rav Shito, so the shachat has. But according to Shmuel, will come out, the Be'etzim and Faker, you need 5 years and 4 flogs over here. Therefore, they speak out the truth, the mechab over here was sosim, like one man, the yom like Rav. But Be'etzim, according to Shmuel, will come out, need 5 years over here. And therefore, once we get to Halachas of Zion, we pass the Lechum, Messiah, the Rav, Messiah, and Shmuel. You also will pass the Lechum, Messiah, the Shach, Messiah, the Rav, Messiah, and Shmuel. Now, this the Shach speaks out. That means the person saw in Lama, that Lama Alf, Lama Beis, and Aflava, and we'll fish for it. Lama Kim, Lama Dal. Just the idea here of Dilug, where you alternate days go up, 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 and up. And the Mechabit says, Halachas, whether you marchik by one day, that means you went Lama, Lama Alf, Lama Beis, whether you marchik a lot, you went from 29 to 31 to 33 to 35. Does that make a difference? Same thing. Speaks out the Shach, but Etzim is Machlokes among the Rishonim. That's Shitas the Rashba, not like the Raw. There is no difference how far you be marchik. Even you go 3 days, you go 30, 33, 36, 39. Same thing. If you have any pattern over here that's consistency, the Lach is, it will be Chosh in that case over here. However, let's say the pattern goes back and forth. You jump one, then you jump two, jump one. That's not nichol negeder of a pattern. That would not be chlishish nichol negeder of a ves kibur and negeder to the sugi of ves tadiluk. And the Shach says halacha is going up. He brings down the halacha who didn't even go backwards. You go 30, then 29, then 28, 27. The same exact halacha. Also, we have ves tadiluk l'mafreyo. Agam the piskachuba does bring down the crazy place. He wants him a fakbek. Because Api Teva is not possible for Nisha to go down to be 17, 18, 16, 15, not Shach the way. But come on, all this from like the Shach, they point out to before Shariv that way. That's Be'ikal Aloch that way. That we say, Said Laba, Olo Mafreya, the Loch is in the Vesta Dilog over here. Sivav is a Sugar of Shavim Ve'ina Shavim. That means we just end off the Sugar of Dilog. That means the case negate to Shavim Ve'ina Shavim, sign negate to Chodesh, sign negate to Aflogva. It sounds like negate to Shvor. What means Shavim Ve'ina Shavim? That means negate to Aflogva we just came off of. Aflogva is 30, 30, 30, 30. That's a standard Aflogva, that's Shavim. Ve'ina Shavim is when you do a dealer. 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. That's Ve'ina Shavim. By Chodesh, what is that? That's Siv Zayin. The case of Shavim is the Aleph Chodesh, Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. And not Shavim is the case of dealer. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. But the case of Shvor, what's Shavim Ve'ina Shavim? What's Parshat Pshat over here in the Mechaber? The Mechaber is saying to be Chosh of that situation. Different ways among the Mahalch, among the Achrayim, how to say, we send the Chabur of 5 Mahalchim, but I think the simplest way to say over is Shavim is when we see every Sunday. Sunday, next Sunday, third Sunday, fourth Sunday. Any Shavim is when we see every fourth Sunday. Sunday, you see, you skip, you, 3 Sundays you don't see, and the fourth one of my seed you see. Then the next one you don't see, and the fourth one you do see. That's any Shavim, that's a deal of Etzim. You're skipping 3 times. So that's the case of Ainu Shavim over here. Siruk, Diluk Siruk. Machabas of Shavim, I can do the same thing. So, yeah, it's a case of Siruk over here that you're jumping, you're skipping over here. Now, that means really the Shachni speaks out what is the Kimta of the Machaber. He speaks out really what happens. The words of Machaber sounds like you see every Sunday or every Thursday over here. So the Shach speaks out also you see every third Sunday or every fourth Sunday. That means if you have 2:22 in Aflogo, 2:29 is in Aflogo, 2:36 is in Aflogo, the Be'etzim is 3 Sundays. That's what comes out. And if you have Veskvua, Negeta, Veshta Shvu over here. Now, Mamash got this question last night in the email. What happens when you have these Vestas over here? You want to know, sounds like a Maisel, that he saw 2 during the day and then 2 at night. Negeta, make a Veskvua. So, this halacha, be practical, is Dafna when it's the same Oino. That means the fact that you get on 3 Sundays, that means 2:29 is not a right making Veskivor. That means we have to put the loch and sif you gimel the mechapa of the Oinu Shavuos in Veshtah Shvuah also. That means it's not guaranteed you get 2:29 you have Veshtah Shvuah. It has to be there was a Sunday during the day, Sunday during the day, and Sunday during the day. If you see Sunday at night and then Sunday during the day, that's nothing to do with each other. We'll not make a Veshtah. That means only half, that means 2:29, I keep saying that over, that's with ideas of the same Oinu over here. Now, the halacha over here is a case of shav in a shav by case of chodesh. Speaks out the shach. What is the definition of chodesh? She brings out machlokes through all versus Rashba. The Rosh says what it should be chodesh, what the moil over here is, what they announce in shul, whether the chalakamara. Maestro Rashba said that's not the said over here. The case over here is vaday shipur garam, the shayf over here. That means you go after the bezin, have the masakin, or if the bezin shalmatin the masakin, who wouldn't bezin shalmaila. Brings out an interesting riot by the case of a girl who had tashmish after 3 years old. She lost a basulim, bezin pasuk the imishan over here. Now she's less than 3 years old, and the basulim go back. That means whatever it says over here, we follow, and therefore the chidush means what we read in the calendar. We don't have to worry about the sugya and negate the idea of meilid over here. Now, the Pesach Shuvah does ask a question. We're saying over here, you see every fourth Sunday, according to Shach. Why do you have a sugya over here inside a flogger without the sugya of Vesach Shuvah over here? What's the sell of Vesach Shuvah? Every fourth Sunday is Batsim as a flogger. It's a case over here of 229s. So what is the sell over here of Vesach Shuvah? So speaks out the Pesach Shuvah from the Achrayim. It points out that the Sof is by a flogger, you'll always need to have three afloggers. It's better than 4 years. To get a Ves Kavur, you'll have to have 4 years. Masa Enkein, the case of Shvur, you need 3 years. So we gain over here to get a Ves Kavur, it's after 3 times, not after 4 times. He does speak out from the Chavadas, but let's say next time you got a 29, and the third time a 29, the question is, what do you have over here, a flogger or Shvur? He says, you study that flogger overrides Shvur. A flogger is a common thing that Isha has. Shvur is not a common thing for Isha to be Chosh Shvur. And therefore, the flogger negate akira, what to be chayish for, and what's the lachon with the work of another, we give it the klalim negate to flogger, not the klalim negate to shua. That means that people can really ask, when you get a vest of shua, you see on a Sunday, and then Sunday, 29, then you see on a Wednesday, what are you chayish for? Which, you have to oikin 3 times, which next Sunday are you worried for? 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, you start clearing. A flogger would be much easier what to chayish for, you'll chayish from Wednesday onwards. And Shua is declaring what a Cheshua had to be like with that. Now, just the Shach speaks out, it's called Tezvav, again, the Seid Shabbat of Shua versus the Gira Flogger is a Flogger we do not count to be a Rishayna. Masha Enkin Shua, we do count to be a Rishayna because one is working inside the day itself, or the Chaj itself, the day of the month. Masha Enkin, a Flogger is working inside the Sigur of distance. Sifzain is a case of Dilug of a Chajish that's brought down in the Mishnah. Tomorrow, that's him. We have over there Machlokes Rav Shmuel. The case over there is when a person saw on the 15th of the month on Nisan, and the month afterwards saw on 16th, the month afterwards saw on 17th. According to Rav, since he saw 3 in a row, that's a getting Chazak over there, the Choshesh. Mash Egin Shmuel, he says, we did not see the Dilug until the second time. Therefore, the Lachis need a fourth time to go see, and they get the Vesta Chodesh. The Lachal Maisel, he passed like Rav Shmuel. Usually we have Kal Lach Rav, you have a Bryce that comes to the Shmuel. There was a shell among the Rishayim. Ben Echlano brought down the Taisvis, Ben Seisiv, that's in the Torah, said that we pass like Rav, 3 times Mice is enough. Atzal Hashemni, the Rambam, the Rabban, they say we pass and forget, like Shmuel over here. And come on, the Rajbani ends off. Shalom, therefore let's be Chayshis, Seifer Rav and Seifer Shmuel. Therefore come on, the Mechaber brings out a case, you saw on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan. Locha is to be Chayshis, he starts off first the Locha of Yudches Tamas. That means, what did he say? He was sasam over here, like the shita of sing 3 times. Sorry, the other way. And they said, any shita Yudches Tamas, said a 4th time. That means he was sasam over here, like the shita of Shmuel. I mean, he brought down the Mechaba 4 times. The Yesh Oimer come along and says, the locha is that even after 3 times, that's because of Yudches Tamas. And he ends up with the choshev of both. That means, even though he has a stav Yesh Oimer, he ends up with the choshev of both. It wasn't being Yesh Loch of Rem Lahachmer, it sounds like the choshev of Rav Lahachmer. So the way he has the Bach brought down the Shachar Taz points out, it means, we machmo both ways. We take on Rav Lachumo or take on Shmuel Lachumo. We take on Lamaisa both shitas. However, says Mechaber, that's in the Forsha Gemara, Lemuda Shani. Let's say you have a case over here, of a Veskavu over here, and then you change 3 times, that the Lachas, everyone agrees 3 is enough. Say Shmuel, agree to Rav, 3 is enough. Now, what does it mean you had a Veskavu beforehand? There are 2 ways of having a Veskavu beforehand. That means the Mechaber's case is 15, 16, 17. What happened to a Veskavu beforehand? You had a 14, 14, 14, 14? Shovel. Well, the case of here is you know, 10, 10, 10, 10, and then you jump to 15. So, come along the Drisha, he wants to time it either one, 10 or 14, we nichle get it. And 3 times afterwards, we nichle get it of a, even Shmuel say, is nichle get it of a Vesta deal over here. Maisa, the Shachataz come along to disagree, and the time the Loch is no Veskavua, that we'll say before and that makes it the Avesta Dilug after the Tom, the Shmuel Gvisarab, is Dafka when it's before and Shavuot, a case of Yudalad, not a case of Yud over here. Now the Tanakh does speak out that this halacha, again he says, of Avesta Dilug, is signed again to the Sugya of Chodesh, who in the case of Aflaga, that means the person sees at the end of Choptes, he had a Vest Kavua for Choptes. They went to Lam, Lam, and Aleph. That means the idea of having a Vest Kvias before, and that's not put down by the Sugya of Aflaga. The Tanakh speaks out, also applies to the Sugya of Aflaga. Lav Dafka the Sugya of Chodesh, even in the case of Aflaga over here. Now, comes along Shach, and he points out over here, the person when he sees it on Tezvav, and then Tezayin, and then Yudzayin, the loch is that you are, even though you're not Choshish, the loch is the Choshish, the Chubra, both of them. That means you see again Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, the Choshish, Yudches. Now, comes along Shach, and he speaks out, the Maisa, we have a flog of two times anyway, inside the Sugya of Aflaga. You have over here 32, you have a case over here 32. So David comes out, you have the Choshish, Yudzayin, inside the Sugya of Aflaga. That's how the Shach speaks out. The Shach, the Kiva Egid just points out, that's not true of Metzias. It's not the Shava of the Aflaga. Because the way how Nisan is always Malay, and then Ir is Chaser. Then Sivan is Malay. So it comes out from Nisan, the case of 32, and Ir be case of 31. So it says, true, the Shach didn't, you Choshish, but it's at the one time. But it's not you have two times over here to be Choshish, and the next time on the idea of Yudchas Tamos. Now, come on, halachas. Let's say a person sees on all these days, again on 15, 16, 17, then 18, say Rav, say Shmuel, what's halacha? Then you chosh Yutes Av, and you chosh Chof El. Let's say you did not see Yutes Av. What do you chosh the next month? You did not see it. Says the Shach, then he's still chosh, says the Piskachub and Chavadas, he's still chosh Chof El over here. Still chosh. That means you have to have a key over here. We did discuss in Chapur, what happens if you did see? That means Piskachub left out of Kimto. What happens if you did see? That means you had the days over here, 15, 16, 17, 18. You're supposed to be Choshev 19, 20, you saw 25. Now what? Are you Choshev 26? Are you Choshev 20? Are you Choshev both? A couple of we had different options among the Swamis Menenu. But the Peskachuvah's case, when you did not see on 19, then the Lachas is Choshev on 20. Simchas is a case of Dilog that's Choshev Chalilo, goes in a circle. That means the case over here that the first month is on 15, second month on 16, third month on 17. Then he went back again on the fourth month on 15, and the fifth month on 16, then 17, and went back again, so 15 and 16, then 17. The Lachiz is a Veskivor of a Dilug, that's Chalila, that's a case of a circle over here. Speaks out the Shach and Taz, Lat Afkar is three times, even a case of two times. 15, 16, 15, 16, 15, 16. After 6 months, it'll be the same halacha. Taz speaks out, so what's the Chiddush of three times? Even though it's so far apart, Maishel Chazaka works. David says, who then says the Taz four times? It'll take you 12 months. You do 15, 16, 17, 18, 15, 16, 17, 18, 15, 16, 17, 18. You will have also a case over here of a Veskivor. Now, come on, Lashach, and Migs on the pre-show, and the pre-show points out, the Ve'etzim Sugya over here on Daf Samachay, the Rabbein Chanan says, what is the Kim to the Gemara, Machlok, Yisrael, and Shmuel? It's not how we understand it. The case over here is a 3 or 4, or the 4 or 5, with Dilo Chodesh. The case is Dilug Chalilo. That is the Kim to Rav and Shmuel. That's Kuvin the Machloikis. So what's the Machloikis? According to Rav, let's say it's a three-time Dilug, it takes 9 months. According to Shmuel, you have to have an extra day. You need 10 months over here. That means, if you're saying that the case over here is the idea of it's not 15, it's 15, 16, 17, 18, and then 16, 17, 18, 16, 17, 18. You need 10 months over here. And how do we pass the Lachal Maiz and Rav and Shmuel? Both. So it comes out, if you see after 9 months, a case of Chalilo, that's be Choshi Mitzad Rav, you have Veskavor. And Mitzad Shmuel, you do not have Veskavor. That's the pre-show. Kamal Shach, and he disagrees. First of all, he points out, the Lubbish Poskim pass him like Rav, Aleph. And even when I say the Pshat and Sigyo is Rebbeinu Chananel, Machlok Yisrael and Shmuel, who said they go like Rebbeinu Chananel? Because the Machlok Poskim do not go like the Rebbeinu Chananel. They say Pshat and Sigyo is how we understand it. It's either three or four straight, without a deal of that's Chalil over here. And therefore, Kamal Shach wants to argue and say, no, we see nine times with the Dilug that's Chalilo, everyone agrees, Allah Meister, that we Choshe only for Vest 4, and not for a case of a regular Vest over here, of a deal of Chalilo over here. Asad HaShayni, the Piskachuma being down, the Torah Shlomo said, no, we have a Ben Echnano, we Choshe Rav and Shmuel, the Meister, let's be Choshe over here. Now, it sounds like a little bit the Machloikis of the Piskachuma and Torah Shlomo versus Shach over here is, how do you look at the side over here of Dilug B'Kvalius? of a case of a seer, we went back and forth. What's happening over here? When you see 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, is it be'etzem one group, a second group, and a third group? Or is it 15 you see every fourth month of 15? Every fourth month of 15? Where the Shachs is saying it over, he says be'etzem, it's three times mechodesh shava. The word for the Shachs is you're saying 15 every third month, 15 every third month, and 16 every third month. Therefore, it comes out according to Mechana, which is in the Taino. Whether Rabbi Shmuel, Meister, could be, everyone agrees to this concept over here. That every third month you see, it's really a case of a serum. Every deal of a Chalila is a case of a serum. Meister, that's what Shumtai Shlomo sounds not the way. That's him, it's a case of a dealer. We're putting them in the case of groups. Once a case of a dealer, we'll push Rabbi Shmuel, you need an extra day over here. Siftas is a case of serum. That means dealer is when you see every month, but you go up one. It means you alternate. One, two, three, go up. Case of Siruk, you see the same time, but you skip a month. Skip a month. I mean, Siftes, and really Sif Yubay, the case of Vesta Siruk, Agam, look among the Achronim and the Sugar, they seem to interchange the word Siruk and Dilok. That's what Elam calls it. When you skip every month, it's called Vesta Siruk. That means the person sees an Alf Nisan, and then did not see an Alf Ir. So an Alf Sivan, and did not see an Alf Tamas, and then an Alf Av. The look over here is that you can wear Vesta, you do it in the Seder. If you did not do a Seder, that means you saw Alf Nisan, Alf Ir, and then did not see the case of one of them, and then you saw afterwards Tamos, then Loch is not Kvevez. That would be a Sira. That's Kesed over here. Now, speaks out the Taz over here, according to the Drisha, we know in general by Dilog, it's Machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. By Sira, coming with Taz, let's say Echnami, we say Machlokis. If you want to be Kvevez by Sira, and you're saying you saw Alf Nisan, Alf Sivan, Alf Av, it's only three times. You'll have to again skip El and see Alf Tishrei. Maisa Kamal L'Shach and the Kozi Kesef and the Bigs of the Bach, that's not true. He said even Shmuel agrees by the case of Siruk. It sounds away from Mechab and Sifyut Beis, Divrei Kol. The said over here by Siruk is Betzim is Chodesh. There's no going up, it's not plus a day, plus a day, plus a day. The said of Bachalik's Rav and Shmuel sounds like the Beis Seis brought down by the Ravid. It's Betzim what happens when you go up a day. It's Betzim every day in the month, plus an aflog of a distance. It's Aleph, so it's a month. Plus 1 day with a distance. Then after Beis Yisor, it's plus 1 month of a it's 1 month plus a day of a distance. Question is that flago or is it chodesh? I look at the thing in distance or month. That's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. By Siruk Betzim is it's every other month. That's the case of a chodesh. Speaks out the shach. Mali is 1 month after another or every second month. It's nichol, the day the month is causing it. There's nothing to do with distance. Akiyusa. Sifyud. It's going back to the Lachal of Dilog, but now Shloike Seder. That means we have the Lachal of Dilog and Siruk and Siv Zayin, Ches and Tes discussing making Bikfias. Now the Lachal and Siv Yud and Siv Yud Beis be discussing, we do not have a case of Bikfias of Dilog and Siruk, not to be Choshish. Speaking out, that means first, we said the Mechab over here in a Dilog that a person that you. Sorry, that's really Aleph. Go back first to Siv Yud. First, Sifyud over here, before that, that's Sifyud again. Sifyud, the case is Bedag Shloike Sidron. That means the person saw 10, 12, saw 15, then 16, then saw 18. Since you did Shloike Sidron, you're not Kaveh Vest over here. Now, speaks out the Bach, let's say, even if you saw a 19, I mean, you saw 15, 16, then 18, 19, also in the Adach over here, there's no Dilog over here, because you missed a day in between. However, speaks out the Shach, that's true, there's no Dilog. We have a Bayam, it's at the Sugi of Aflog over here. I mean, you see from Tezvan Nisan to Tezayin Ir, and the calendar is 32 days. You see Tezayin Ir to Yud Ches Sivan, that's again 32 days. So it comes out, the Loch and the Gate, Yud Tez Tamas, Yechushim Tzad Sugim Aflogo. And says the Bach, you see Yud Tez Tamas, there's no Veskuwalt Dilog, but it's Veskuwalt Sugim Aflogo Shabai. That means numerous times we see in the Simon, we're focusing on a specific vest over here and not taking everything into account. It's numerous times we say not chayish or something, so there's taz and shach, but chayish is this, mitzad other reason, mitzad bein, mitzad chayish, mitzad other things. That means you're focusing right now on the symbol here, mitzad dilog. Mechanami, you're going to worry about the sugya here, mitzad the sugya of our flog.
So why does the shach say that by Edubin is that one of his rights and Edubin is that right
spike? Well, if you're quiet about seven times, right, he said the point, I think he says seven times the simon. And he has numerous other, sorry, he's a long shach, not just quiet. He's quiet and he has a long shach over here. No, he has numerous rayas, and it's a wonderful sniff. That's for sure. And the other Chaim say, no, Mamash, what are you saying over here? We left the Ibn Benedict, we're not discussing Ibn Benedict. That's what Taz says, come on every single time. Now, the loch over here is what the shloike said, but let's say a person over here has a vest kavua beforehand, then we come along and say that we'll have a yudal, let's say you have a vest kavua, yudal, then to involve in the case of tazayin over here. Here, the maestro would not say that we have the vest kavua beforehand, because you need to have three times afterwards. Now from your Aleph again, your base, a case where you did a case of dealing with Syrian banal situation, you only did it one time over here. That means first, come on the Mechaber, you did a case of dealing, you did a deal either one time or two times. Come on the Shach and says, what do you mean one time or two times? Let's be Chosh after two times, a case of a Ves Kavur, according to Rav over here. So it means one time you did a deal, not Chosh, is according to Rav Shito. But two times, that's according to Shmuel Shito. That means you still want a Chav Aleph and Chav Beis. The Mechaber says not to be Chosh after two times, that's in Shmuel. When it says Chav and Chav Aleph, that means the case over here according to Rav. But the Sage way is, we're speaking out over here, is when you only do it one time, Vesa Dila gets to have a Kriyas over here. Why the Chavim speak out? It's not normal. Therefore, one time in Achosh, you only have a Kriyas over here. Let's say have a Kriyas beforehand. Speaks out the Shach, whether it's Shavu or not Shavu. The Loch is, everyone agrees, you saw two times afterwards, Sai Rav and Shai Shmuel is not Nichol together of a Ves Kriyas over here. That means, let's say have a case of Kriyas of Chav, or a Ves Kavua of Yud, and then he went to Chav Alf and Chav Beis, either one, not like the pre-show, the Loch is will not make it a Ves Kavua, even according to Rav. Sif Yud Beis, the case of Sirug that he did one time over here. Now, come to the Mechaber, and he speaks out, that first, the person does a Sirug after one time, the Divra Kol, the Loch is, you're not going to be, the Rav Rishani is not part of the Minyan, everyone agrees. That means you have to have the situation of the Kuli Amo to see three times. The question, what's the Divrei Kol? That means, again, going back to Lochot Siftes, the words of the Shachim stands, Divrei Kol means Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel. Lochot comes out that we're going to count over here, the first one is part of the Minyan, you see Nisun, and then Simon, and then Av, Lochot is making the Vesa Sirig over here. The Taz over here has a pencil Girso, the Divrei Kol is either Sepeiz, or Sevdal, or Sevzayim. No one really has a good Mahal Pshan, the Taz over here. They also look at the Beis Yosef, sounds to be before, not like the Taz over here. So Kashu would mean the Divrei Kol on the Taz. The simple understanding, like the Shach says, it's a test, and the Havon over here is, the Divrei Kol means Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel. So number one, the Rim and the Minyan by the best single Maisa, we do count. Now come on, we say the second thing over here. The Lochid Yeshiva is Chodesh Nisan. You're not Chodesh, the Lochid is only Chodesh for Chodesh Ear. Now what's the Chodesh Ear? What day of the month? The Taz speaks out, it means Sai, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh always has 2 days. Everyone knows it's the Yeshiva, Rosh Chodesh Iyar means the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Therefore, there are 2 days over here. There's a case over here of Lam and Nisan and Alf Iyar. The Taz speaks out very simple, why both days over here? You have Eid and Beinonis, and we have the situation of Chodesh over here. The Shach says, L'shitah say, no. Stam Nosh Eid and Beinonis is Lam and Yoy, meaning on Yimei Chodesh, and we're only Chodesh. When it says Rosh Chodesh, only means on Rosh Chodesh, it means Alf Iyar. That means it says over here, the Mechaber, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Machal Yisad and Shach, what does that mean? Does that mean Lamed Nisan plus Aleph? Or only means the case of Aleph over here. And it goes on further and says, let's say a person sees on Sivan, the Loch is where Chayshiv and Chayshiv Thomas. Let's say you do not see Rosh Chayshiv Thomas, you're not Chayshiv and Chayshiv Av. Now, speaks out of the Pesach Teshuva, you're not Chayshiv and Chayshiv Av because a Vesta Sirik, you're not Chayshiv after one or two times, only after a third time. You have to be a Sovir. But again, it says, Maisa, you're Chayshiv for it. Now, it's not the Sukkah of Sirik. Mitzvah the sugi of aflogo. The mitzvah is that Nisan is always molly. Here is chaser. Then it goes molly and chaser. Until you get the winter months, are always even. So it comes out, we see a Nisan on Aleph. You see a Sivan Aleph, that's a 6 day aflogo. So when are you going to see next? 6 day aflogo, it'll be Aleph of the case over here of Rechodesh Av. So true when Achodesh Rechodesh Av at Sirug, but again, it sounds like a way the Mechaber is focusing on Sirug Shabbat. But Echnami, the Loch is for Rosh Chodesh Av inside the day of aflogo. You have a 6 day of aflogo over here. The only nafkamin will come out because of the Pesach Teshuva. In the case, we have, let's say, 2 mullahs, like you'll have in the winter. Then after you have a mullah in the chosim, then they'll come out. You're not going to be worried for this concept over here of a siruk after one time. Now, speaks out the shach over here, that why are we calling the Vesta siruk for? The Maisa Betim, it's a Vesta Shavah for Chashayim. Every 2 months you saw that way. Why is it calling it alternating a Sirug over here? Why call it skipping? Call it a Vesta Shavah for every 2 months. So the Shach has two malchim. One, he wants a taino. If we go to Stam Noshim, Stam women see 30 days, so you do a case of a Asirah after Stam Noshim. The Yoshinir, he wants to taino that way. Then let's say even a case where you saw Rosh Chodesh Adar straight, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan straight, and then you did a case of a Asirah, that means you did a Asirah versus yourself. That's called Asirah relative to yourself over here. Come on, Kiveger, and he says, he doesn't sound the whole entire question. What are you asking over here? Why call a Vesa Siruk? Let's call a case of Vesa Shev L'Chashayim. He says the Nafkemino is, you have a Veskevor over here or not? How do you find a Veskevor? If you say a Vesa Shev L'Chashayim, you need to see an extra time over here. You'll have a case over here of a Siruk, you'll be a more of a Chum over here, and you call it a Vesa of a Siruk over here. Now, Kamal Gashach, and he speaks out, different Kimtas over here, how to make a Siruk when it's coming off a something that's straight or vice versa. I mean, the Shach says, let's say a person had a vest that was straight, so a Shvat, and then Adar, and then Nisan, three times straight. And then you do the case of a Siruk. You do the case of Sivan, and then a case of Av. So the question, where do you put Nisan? Is Nisan part of Sivan and Av? Or Nisan part of what happened before Shvat and Adar? That's some of the Shalom Gemara, but Kamal Gashach, and Zayin, they get to the Gichas. Over here's the Shach, Lekul Alma, Nisan is part of, not part of the Siruk, it's passing straight. The Chachamim speak out the Svar Shabbai is, you have a question, where is Nisan part? Something seeing every single month. In case of a Siruk, Momus Davos every single month. Building upon that, Kamal Peskin Shuvah Sikon Zayin, being on the Chavdah says, who did Fakert? Let's say you see Siruk first, Nisan, and then Sivan, and then Av, and then after Av, you went straight to El and Tishrei. The question is, where do you put Av? Do you put a part of the Siruk of passing straight? Also, the law is, I'll be smarter, even though it's second, we'll say the vest was straight, Av, El, and Tishrei. Now, if that says Chavdas, let's say you already have a vest kvius for Siruk. You saw Nisan, and then Sivan, and then Av, so you already have for sure a vest of Siruk, and then you want Tishrei Cheshvan and Kislev. You want Taina, those two will be oiker, the vest of Siruk. But again, the Shavu makes more mustavra, more sense over here than vest of Siruk. Now, the Ger Takiri speaks out the Chavadas in the Pesach Tshuva. Let's say a person says, saw Nisan, Sivan, and Av. The loch is that he did not see Ritzufim, he only saw one after another. Then he did not see Ritzufim, El Tishrei and Cheshvan. Is that a he did not see 3 months straight? That's not an Akira. The way you have to do an Akira is where you make the vest. You had a vest over a 6 month period, you have to be Akira through a 6 month period. All the things are very simple, but this has to be spoken out. That's the cloud over here. Sifir Gimel, the Hakam Soul of Vestas. So first, the Mechava starts off the klal over here. To make it that's cool, it has to be a Eino that shove over here. That means he speaks out first. Person has sore 3 months around, that is always B'yoyim. And the Vest Kvor, then the fourth time is Balailo. Or Fakert, 3 times Balailo, and the fourth time is a case of B'yoyim. Lochi says, the fifth month, Yechosh is Sayyoyim, the Saylailo. Why both? Because once you have 3 times, you have a kvias over here. How do we oike kvias instead of taz? You have to be oike 3 times. The fact that you pass it 1 time is not enough. The evil comes along, you have to be a ves kvor yechosh for, and the ves any kvor yechosh for. That means every similar kemta of shinsa, yechosh is five ves kvor any kvor. However, says the Mechaber, you have 4 other cases to bring down. Let's say you saw once during the day, and then you saw 3 times, you saw somewhere during the day and somewhere during the night, back and forth. Or you saw once during the day and 3 times at night. Or once at night and 3 times during the day. Or you saw 3 by this and 3 by this. That means when there's an Akira over here, or there never was a Veskiva over here, the Loch is the only Chush of the last one. I mean, there's 4 cases he shows you how only Chush of the last thing that you saw. That means you saw at night. That means you go back to the Loch and Sif Mekuf Bei Dalet in Sifbeis over there. It says you look at the 12-hour period, you have a Vest at night, you Chush of the night, not during the day. You Vest during the day and not at night. We spoke out. We have Azrua, wants to be more Machmer, but that's the Mechaber sheet over here. The Ein over here is a 12-hour period, and not more than that. Now, this Negeta, the Sugya of Chaydish, speaks out of Pesach Tshuva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What about Negeta Aflaga? Do we also go after the days? Well, there, no, we count the Einas over here. That means Negeta Aflaga, by now everyone knows, how do we count? We count the days that you saw also. That means someone sees on Sunday, and then he sees 30 days later. It comes out, what's 30 days later? That's a Monday. That means you count the Sunday that you saw, and the Monday that you saw is 30 days. That means we can contrast that versus Pinyan Ben. If someone's born on Sunday, Pinyan Ben's on Tuesday. Here, the when you're born on Sunday, when you have a vest, you see a period on Sunday, then we count the day that you saw, and plus the other day, which is going to be on a Monday, 30 days later. That means, what's your Oina Beinus from a Sunday? It was Monday. It was 30. We saw Monday, it's Tuesday. That's your Oina Beinus. That means, just make it simple again on one hand. So an Alvus on, hey, that's 5 days. What are you Chosh for? By now, everyone should answer, you're Chosh for Tess. Everyone knows that. You count five, hey, involves Zayin Ches Tess, that's 5 days. Now the question is, if that's so, let's say the Oinas are different. That means, let's say you saw Alv during the day. You saw Ches, the case over here, at night. I'm sorry, you saw a Hey at night. Alv during the day and Hey at night. So it comes out, if you count Oinas, there's only 8 Oinas. So bring down the Yudim Chachom Echad, he wants Taino, the Geta Flogger is distance. If it's distance, let's go by Oinas. That means it'll come out, if you see Alv during the day, and Hey at night, it's 8 Oinas, the next time you chosh for it will be Ches during the day. Because that's 8 Oinas later. Maisa, the Maschono, now you have to read slowly Peskachuvah what exactly explained Pshat over here. What comes out is very clear. They said you count days. We do not count Oinas. We count days, and then we put it by the last Oino. That means if a person says their last Oino was during the day, the vest of Oino Beinus or Flog of Chodesh is during the day. Did not make a difference what vest we're discussing. We always put it, whatever the last Oino is, that's what you put it by. Unless the vest Kviyas, then you have to worry about the Kviyas Shabbai. But again, we go by the last Oino. That means the negate of Flog, it comes distance. The distractor is smart to argue the point, say, no, that's not the side. The Anhoga that we all follow is we count days. That means you see an Alf and Hay. Even though Alf, the one time was during the day and Hay's at night, Loch is you put it 5 days later, which is on test, and then you put it at night. Gam, it's more Oinas over here, come out to be the 9 Oinas. The Loch is you put it at night. That means you count days and put it by the last Oino. Come on, Yarmo. And it seems to be that since he did not speak out any Yarmo, still Sefer Gimel, he wants to make up for it over here. So it comes along, it gets involved first the Klal and it and makes the Kimpt over here. Which is a great thing for the test, to give out cases. That means first he has a call over here that a person, when he sees one time Chodesh HaFlog, he's Chodeshish, until you get a Veskavor. A Veskavor, he speaks out, is whether in the Gate of Chodesh three times. In the Gate of HaFlog, you need to have 4 years, which is the distance of three times over here. And the Lach is Chodeshish until you Oikir, until you get something else over here. Then he starts giving a case for you. Let's say a person sees an Aleph Nisan. Then he sees an Chof Nisan. The Lach is Chodeshish for Aleph Ear. Very simple, it sounds that way. Come on, the Taz says, well, he forgot something. The Lach is Shbichosh also for Lamed. Lamed the Nisan over here. Why? Because the Sukkim, Oyna Beinus. That means you see an Aleph, then you see on Lamed. The Shbichosh of Lamed Nisan over here, because the Sukkim, Oyna Beinus. So, 2 points they point out to argue with the Taz. Number one, Kona Shach, that's not true. Oyna Beinus is Yemei Chodesh, and it could be a Raya. Echlami only Chodesh. For Aleph of Ear and not Lamed. That's one. But more important, come on Kiveger, come on Peskachuva, bring example Numa Sachin, Sitaria Chavadas, that what's Oina Beinus? You said Oina Beinus, Chil, Oina Mesira. Once Isha saw an Aleph, then saw Chav. You mean Oina Beinus 10 days later? But why not? You saw an Chav. So how in the world can come on the Taz and say, the Loch of Ear is, you chosh for Lamed of Ear, and tell Oina Beinus, you saw a Chav. And then Oina Beinus, once you see, we do not worry about what should have been that way. They get to speak of Oina Beinus. The Maisa, once you saw, you count the 30 days from when you saw again. That's the first Shlav of the Ramah. Then the Ramah goes on further. It says, you saw an Alf Nisan, you saw an Chof Nisan, you have a flog of 20 days. What should you be Chodesh for? Test ear. How he throws in whether you saw an Alf on Alf ear or did not see an Alf ear, you Chodesh for test ear. Whether you saw it or not see. To focus on the point, if you saw, let's say, an Aleph here, what's the halacha in that case? So first, come along with Beis Yosef, we're talking about the Shachal here. He says, if you saw an Aleph here, we are not going to be Chodesh over here, mitzad tes. Why? You saw an Aleph, the Ikir is Mishchodesh. I used to an Chof in between, to seven stomach. We see the Ikir is the month causing it, the idea that you saw on Chof, Nisan, to seven stomach, and not to worry on tes. No, that's not so. That's the seventh time. Let's be choshish. Till you make a kriyas. Let's be choshish with tests. That's Aleph. That's the basis of Shito. Kamal Vitan says, he points out, well, Maisa, you saw it. That's the Nakir over here. So he says, Yisoid, a concept, the word of the Achoyim is a flogger kitzar, is a oika flogger, is a oika flogger rucho. That means you have a flogger right now of 20, and then what happens? You saw an Aleph era. Are you? And that's 12 days later. Is a kitzar oika rucho? What's the Shiloh? The whole idea of a flog is a distance. You get to 20, you don't see, you oiker it. You got 23, 24, 25, you oiker 20. I mean, here I saw 20 days later, then I saw 12 days later. I did no akira to say my distance is not 20. So is a flogger k'tzak be oikir aruka or not? The Rambam says the ma'aseh is no akira over here. Yet be choshish. But the Rambam says where to be choshish from? From the old vest. That means saying a chiddush over here. It's no akira. So I call the base mayor, but the base mayor can be different. There's no akira, but where to be choshish from? Be choshish from the old vest. That means someone alf and chof. Even though you saw gin alf, be choshish from your vetes. So the Taz, you're right. That's the MS. But the Taz also seems to say even more than that. You also choshish from your new one. Maybe if I carrot. When you saw an alf here, you start all over again. And you choshish from chof, which the oil calls a base mayor shita, which best in the Taz says, be choshish from both. Let's be choshish, there is no akira. And be choshish, number one, from the old year, and number two, from the new year. Al-Sad, I guess Ravi, is a shachal here, says no. You have a distance, your body shows it did not work that way of 20, but 1 to 12, there is not gyro over here. As Marchan says, once you saw 20, then they have flog of 12, there is not gyro of the Ktsaro over the Ruka over here. So it comes out, Besim, the first of four sheets is over here. I mean, the Pesach Shuv does bring down, because Shlomo goes like the Taz over here, Mash Enkin the Crazy, and the Siddur Tara, they come on Paschim go from the new year, not from the old year. But basically what comes out is that we have four different sheets over here. How to be chayshis, negeta, avest, ketzara, negeta, arucha. We have those say it's not oikir at all. Except what you could do with that, we have machlokes. We have also go from the old year. Mashenk and the Taz says, and Beth and Beismer, the new year. Those say it is oikir, that's a shach. And therefore not to worry about a Q is at the 20. Then with the Beisiyas of Kimt over here, once you have chayshis, chayshis, it's a seven stomach. Now come on the Pesach Tshuva, and it brings down that the Chama Das wants to tell you where exactly is the Machlokes over here of the Taz versus Shach. He speaks out Be'etzem, when you have a flog of 23 times, that means you see which Chodesh Nisan. Then you see a Chof Nisan, then you see a Tos ear, and then Chof Tes ear. That's 20, 20, 20. Very simple. You have 4 years, 20 times. That's when you have 24 times, you can see in between different ones. Which one are they arguing the point over here? He says, let's say we see which Chodesh Nisan, the Chof Nisan is 20. Then you saw a case over here from Chof Nisan to Tes Ear, 20. Then we had 2 20s already. Then you saw in between, you went from Tes Ear to Chof Alf Ear. And then went to Chof Tes Ear. In the last one, you saw in between, Sai the Taz and Shach wants to agree, Kvei Vest. Let's say Fakert over here. When you went to Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Chof Nisan, you saw in between over there, so Yun Nisan. And then you saw 20 and 20. One said, Kulami Nakvei Vest. But let's say you saw 20 in the beginning, 20 at the end, and in between you had 20, but there you saw in between. That means this is the situation over here. You saw Chof Nisan, with Chodesh Iyar, then Tes Iyar. That's the machlokes over here. The Shach said, Nakvei Vest, Tes Iyar, Akvei Vest. The Lumash Achanim can argue the point that's true or not. That's how the Pesach Tshuva says, over the side over here, machlokes, Tes Iyar, Shach. Again, but the main point over here is the concept is the flog, Tzara, Ikin, Arucho. Practically, what we spoke out in Chaburah is what they call the vest of the base mayor and the vest of the Ramah. Now, vest of the Ramah is not too common. That means usually what happens, let's say Isha sees on day 27. Next time she sees on day 25. So, according to the Ramah, when's the vest? 2 days later, she's also anyway. Right? You see some 33. The next month she sees on 31. So, when she also 2 days later anyway. So, vest of the Ramah is not too common unless you have a master. You saw 35, then you saw 20. What happens? You count 5 and 7, you go to the Mikra 32, and you vest 3 days later. That means if it goes very far apart, it's called Vesu Ramah, it does happen. And therefore, again, on the apps, it usually comes out to be the case of purple, it's a Chumash Shavai. But according to Ramah, you have to worry about, and the Taz himself goes that way, you have to worry that there's no Akira in the gate for the old vest. Beis Meir is much more Negeya, because then you always have to worry about it. That means the Beis Meir is no Akira, but if you saw 31 and then you saw 29, next month you have a Chodesh for 29 and 31. And when you pass 29, you worry about 31. Now, come along, the Ramah goes on further. It says over here, a person is chayshish until number one, he makes a kfiyas over here, or number two, until you have an akira over here, until you oik one of them. Now the question is, what does that mean? Once you have a kfiyas, there is an akira. How in the world do you have a kfiyas without an akira? That's the question which really bothering the Taz and the Pesach Tshuva. How do you have a kfiyas without an akira? So come along, the Taz, it says, the kfiyas is very simple. You saw a chodesh nisan, you chodesh ear. Then you saw between Yudal Deir, Chavzayin Deir, and then there was Chodesh Sivan. So you had no Akira Negeir to the Aflogas in between, but you can invest, it's not a Kviyas of the Chodesh. So he's coming to answer, what if Shad in the Ramah, and can I have a Kviyas without an Akira? Come on, Pesach Tshuva, Chavadas, explain, what does that mean? He says the halacha here is that true. We're discussing we can have nakira without we're choshev for the leskura without nakira for the other ones. That when you have a conscious of chodesh versus aflaga, because either your body is working by something external or you're working by distance. So over here, Kamal Gatah is discussing a case with either chodesh or aflaga. So chodesh overrides aflaga when you get a kvias, and even though there's no akira in aflaga, but chodesh wins out. But let's say, says the Chavadas, you have an akimta, that we have two chodeshes going on over here. That means you saw on aleph chodesh, and then aleph chodesh, and then the chofei and aleph. We know now that lochot siflam and base, you could wear vest, but toich vest. Come along the Chavadas says, in that situation, the loch is not the way, be chodesh for both of them. That means even though the Taz says that the chodesh override the aflaga, that's only chodesh versus aflaga. That's Shem Ramah. We have two chodesh going at the same time. The loch is be chodesh for both of them in the vest kibur, be chodesh even the vest enikul when they get the chodesh. Now the Maisov, Mishach, the Kibur Zekasa, it's the coin Ein Aleph. Yes, why in the world is the Torah, when he said the loch of Aleph, and then Aleph, and then Chof Hei and Aleph, says you chodesh for both, Chof Hei and Aleph. So you know why? Because since you saw with the mind of the Suach, and we're not sure the Ik is Chof Hei, the Ik is Aleph, that's what we're chodesh for Chof Hei and Aleph. Not like this Chavadas of Pesach Tshuva. Now let's be clear over here. That means over here, the Chavadas of Pesach Tshuva is saying you saw the concept that you see Aleph, Aleph, Chof Hei and Aleph. The Gemara is a Kimto. He says, since it's chodesh and chodesh, even though you have vest kivua for chodesh, you still have to worry about chofei next month. Shach says it's only that specific case you saw in the mayim pesuach. You once saw the mayim sasim, so we're not sure if the chofei's ikr or the al's ikr. In that situation, we're chodesh for both. But otherwise, we're not chodesh for both. That means the shach argues on this chavadas over here. No, the halacha is when you have vest kivua, we're not going to be chodesh vesh ene kivua, even by the case of chodesh. Once it gets a sasim. Whatever the Kalmus Sosom is, you want to say after, whatever, love to get to, how do you get to the being case of Sosom? Make a Hefsek, let's say. After that, it's 7 days in Nidah. Let me, after 7 days before. Let's say it's Al Chof and Aleph, then it can be a Machal Yitzchav, that's versus the Shach. Who the Chavadas, you have to worry about Chof, when the Shach, don't worry about Chof. You won't have to worry about Chof. I mean, you see, Aleph, Chof and Aleph, what's the answer? Machal Yitzchav, Shach and Chavadas. I mean, the Shach speaks out, Tach Chofei, it's Mayim Pesuach. In case of Chof, we'll say that way. Chavadah said, no, we're Kvei Vest, we're Tach Vest. Now, the Mogul does go on further over here and discuss the Sugya of Vest HaTilog. That's a little bit of Chazara of this idea of Tilog. Again, since it sounds like he did not discuss anything until now, he went back over here, it really comes out, Pina Machlokes Ram and Shmuel, according to Rabbi 3 times, in the case of 4 times. Again, the Shach HaTaz is going to involve with how he passed over here, it sounds like a Chosh for both. Now, the Mogul goes on further again with the concept of when to be chosh when you see in the vest. You see an aleph, which sees into beis, into gimel, into dal. That means our nation will see 4 days in a row. We mamshuk the vest over here. The loch is, it means dal, those more taino, machuk the mongu shaynim. You write down the calendar, aleph, beis, gimel, dal, day. That's every single day that you saw. Asal shaynim being down, yish, oim, not the way you only write down aschol, the vest. He ends off, vachin ikr. I mean, even though it's stam, yish, oim, he ends off for you, we paskin, the ikr is aschol, the vest. Like the Mechab himself says, in Kuv Sim and Kuv Pei Dal, it's involved, we go only after Aschol Sivest over here. Kabul the Shach over here, and if so, he has a Kasha, and Sim and Kuv Pei Dal and Sivbeis. Kabul Gamon says, let's say a person has a Vest Kavur, and he goes beforehand, two or three days afterwards, says, Yechoshim all those days over here. What we call Yimei Mevuchad Amor, who is a steer with him over here, says. Shach says, no. It's a regular halacha. That means the person who sees in the Chof Chof and changes to Tezvav, Lach Hashem, so Yechoshim both, Chof and Tezvav. So what the mo over there means, a kuf pei dal sebeis, means the same thing. First, the vest kavur, then changes one time, 2 or 3 days afterwards, two or three days beforehand. The loch is a chesh for the kvias, and the day they change for. There's no special dip brought down by the Rama, which then the Chum is, what's the chiddush? The chiddush wants to say, Latav can change 5 days, you can change it 1 day or 2 days, means the same halacha. Meister over there, we pointed out that, forget, that's the Mayim Mokum, where the Nadi Behuda gets the idea Yimei Mevucha from. He argues on this shach over here. And where the Chavadas gets his Yisrael over there, that you see within 3 days, Yechosh for a strange vest over here. That means this shach is coming to argue with the whole Yisrael Yimei Mevucha, the gun goes this way, and that's why, again, at least the Chutzlaniks are not taught the Yimei Mevucha, means not the shach over here. One last point on the Sefer Gimel is that the Loch of Ein Benis, which comes out very simple. What is Ein Benis? We have the Beis Yosef, Bach, the Taz, he's very clear, Ein Benis is on day 30. That's how the Piskachu began. That is marked away in the Cham Tzvi, in the crazy place. It's day 30. Atzal Hasheni, the Shach writes numerous times through the Simon over here, the Loch over here, is that no, it's not 30, it's not 31. The Kambi says, the Ik is 31. And then he goes further, and therefore Simei Chodesh, because it comes out seven times, could be a 31. And therefore he ends off the idea of Yimei Chodesh over here. Therefore, whatever Chodesh is, that is the day of Oyna Beini. If so, if every Chodesh Oyna Beini, what's Nafkamino? Speaks out the Pesach Tshuva, two Nafkaminas. One is, let's say you pass Yimei Chodesh, the Bedika is not Ma'akiv. When you get to Beinis, the Bedika is Ma'akiv. The second Nafkamina is, let's say you saw in between, you saw Aleph and Chof. The Taz says, Chodesh is mitzad the of Aleph, at Oyna Beini. But the maker of the place is saying, not Chodesh mitzad Aleph, at the Sukkiv Oyna Beini. Therefore, at Oyna Beini, you won't be Chodesh for, but Chodesh you will be Chodesh for. So it comes out that the Chum and Chodesh over Oyna Beini, the Chum of Oyna Beini over the case of Chodesh. The third sheet over here is brought down the same Chavadas, the Ik is 31. That means it comes out when is Oyna Beini, 30, 31, or it could be Yimei Chodesh over here. Now again, the main point over here in Sefer Gimel, you have to realize what comes out of Halacha Maisa, you have to plug in the numbers over here. I think it's very clear on the page. When you have the Kimt over here, Alfis and Chavadas and Alfir, what to go do? We have our five sheets. You have to work out the days, what to be Chodesh for. And Beshem, tomorrow we'll go on further from Sifidal and onwards. It's local.